This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Nokomis in the road black uniforms, trimmed in the crimson and the white. Staunton in the home whites, trimmed out in the red. Top flight officiating crew, Ed Wooten, Marvin Childs, and Clayton Hughes. And this is the strangest thing, you know, masks, no people. Not having a jump ball is still very, very strange. So here we go. Mid-court throw-in, and we are underway in Staunton. Welcome, everyone, listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. As the Skins have it, they skip it right side into the corner. Down on the block looking for Jake Johnson, tipped around and eventually turned over into the hands of Sam Best. He's met by Herbstreit in the backcourt. You heard Dan DeWerf say in Sports Saturday this morning, defensively, there is no change from the last 47 years. And on the baseline, out of bounds, is Sylvester. He elevated for the lob, but then came down with that right foot on the baseline. So the clubs exchange turnovers to start. The JV game, a runaway for Nokomis. They won 68-14, running clock in the fourth quarter. Staunton in that 3-2 zone piece. That is Sylvester on the point of it. Here's Herbstreit, right wing, on the left wing now with Seth Johnson. In the corner, here's Clavin for three. Yes, for Benny Clavin. And Nokomis is on the board first. They'll set up that ball press. In the backcourt handling is Cole Sternickel, just a freshman. He'll get thrown right into the fire today against Nokomis. In the backcourt, Sylvester. Now they're across the timeline with Sternickel. In that coffin corner, gets it away to Sylvester, but he shuffled his feet, making his move. Two turnovers on Staunton. The Bulldogs, very young and inexperienced this year. And this is a... Well, it can go either way. It's a rough year to have that, but it's also not a bad year to have that. Down low it goes to Nodal. High off the window, rattles around and goes down. 5-0, Nokomis. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Best in the backcourt handling. Across the timeline now, keeps the dribble alive, gets it away to Sylvester, right back to Best. Left wing to Sternickel. He'll cue up the three ball way too strong, and the rebound down to Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson is a fun young man to watch. An undersized big, but man, does he get after it on the inside. Here's Herbstreit. Clavin. He's quickly doubled in the corner, gets it away to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit looking for the high slasher, not there in the corner. Clavin, little head fake, puts it on the deck, out to Herbstreit. Evan cues up the three, off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around, out of bounds, off of Staunton. It'll stay with Nokomis. We'll have girls high school basketball for you Monday night, Hillsboro at Rochester, live at 7:30 on FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball right now over on 105.3 The Ox, Illinois and Wisconsin. That ball poked away out of bounds, this time off of Nokomis, their second turnover. I was surprised when I looked it up today that last year snapped a 15-game losing streak for Illinois against Wisconsin. That is a shocking number, losing 15 straight times to Wisconsin, but they snapped it last year. We'll see if they can make it two in a row against the Badgers today, live right now, over on 105.3 The Ox. In the backcourt with Sylvester. Middle of the floor goes to Frank Goss. His pass is tipped and stolen. Picked up off the floor by Herbstreit. Three turnovers for the Dogs early now. Herbstreit and Seth Johnson. Some miscommunication there. Third turnover on the Skins as Herbstreit threw it behind Johnson, who was cutting to the 10. Braden Buffington, a 6'1 freshman, into the action for Staunton as Goss will get a breather. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. The officials wearing masks, just like all the players on the floor and all the folks in the stands. That pass is thrown away and turned over. Sam Best trying to lead Sylvester out in the left corner, just threw it too far. It'll be turnover number 4, and Ty Locks wants a timeout. 5:20 for quarter number 1. Nokomis 5, Staunton nothing. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, now we're having an official conversation at the table. I don't know if that's going to be considered the mask break for the quarter, but the teams had broken the huddle, and they were back on the floor, and then the officials got together and then sent the teams back to the respective benches. Remember, there are a mask stoppage in each of the four quarters, and the way that it's set up is to come right around the four-minute mark of the quarter. If you think about the state tournament, they always have the under four media timeout. So in that spot, it's the first dead ball under 4 minutes. But here in this situation, if there's a stoppage really anywhere inside of 5 minutes, it seems like that will be considered the mask break. And there's certainly confusion on the floor right now. Nokomis is huddled up. The three officials are talking with Staunton assistant Terry Allen. Now Ty Lox joins the conversation. Terry Allen talking to one of the officials. Now the both teams have broken the huddle. They're out on the floor. The conversation with Terry Allen is over. And I guess we are ready to play. Now Dan DeWerf going to get an explanation for what's going on. The scorer's table will get an explanation for what's going on. And right now, the scoreboard has credited Staunton with a timeout. So that was a Bulldog timeout. I have absolutely no idea what that conversation was about. We're still not ready. Now we're set to go. The ball is into the hands of Clavin. He gets it away to Herbstreit, and now we're going to play some basketball. On the left wing with Seth Johnson. In the corner it goes to Clavin. Benny Clavin. Off to Seth Johnson. Back between the circles to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit. A long line of Herbstreit basketball players at Nokomis. On the left wing with Seth Johnson. Back to Evan up top. Herbstreit now puts it on the deck once, picks it up, looking for some assistance. He will skip it across the floor to Seth Johnson. Johnson back to Herbstreit. Evan left side of the key, right back to Johnson. Seth dumps it down to Jake. Off the window, too strong. Offensive rebound to Clavin. He kicks out to Herbstreit. Back in the corner to Benny. 4-3. Little short, and it's going to be out of bounds. Nice job there by Buffington for Staunton to just block his man out and let that ball go out of bounds. So Nokomis has gotten some good looks at the 10 here. Now with 4:37 to play in the first quarter, we're going to get our mask timeout. 5-0 Nokomis with the lead. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the mask timeout, Staunton has the basketball, trailing 5-0. They've turned it over four times. In the backcourt with Best. He's across the timeline now. Sam Best on the left wing it goes to Sternickel. Right back to Best. Right back to Sternickel, left wing. Tries to force feed the post to Goss. Ill-advised turnover. Fifth turnover for Staunton. Here come the Skins on the attack. Clavin leaves for Seth Johnson. Back to Benny. Clavin, return pass. Left corner. Seth Johnson for three. Left it short. Rebound is to Goss, and he is fouled. First foul of the ball game going on. Nokomis. 4:09 for the opening quarter. They will whistle Jake Johnson on the personal. And it's been a consistent theme, I think, across the state, certainly early. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes for the kids to kind of get, you know, you always hear about getting your basketball legs after football season. Well, in this case, you just kind of got to get your athletic legs back all around, get back in shape, and get into the flow of the season. And tight roping the sideline, Sternickel, and Seth Johnson did a nice job to escort Sternicker right out of bounds, the sixth Staunton turnover. Point for a young Bulldog team with not a lot of varsity experience. This is a rough way to get introduced to varsity basketball, the famed 1-2-2 ball press and half-court trap of Nokomis. Gordon Wallace ran it, Maury Huff ran it, Steve Kimbrough ran it, Dan DeWerf runs it. Here is Herbstreit on the attack. He's fouled and he is down. He fell awkwardly on his right side, and he is writhing in pain right now. I don't know if he came down on his elbow, but he is still down. Ty Lox and Terry Allen out to 10. Now Dan DeWerf is coming over, and boy, Evan is in a lot of pain right now. He is still down on the floor. He hit that deck hard, and he is writhing in serious pain right now. This is a tough, tough kid, so for him to be down on the floor for this length of time, you know he is really smarting. 3:34, first quarter, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to Staunton following these messages. Not a good sign for Nokomis. Evan Herbstreit has to be helped off the floor by a couple of teammates, and he is putting little to no weight on his right leg. So that is not good news for Evan or Nokomis. Hopefully the young man will be okay, but he was down for a while in all sorts of pain and putting no pressure on that right leg. Right now he's on the bench, catching his breath, getting a drink. Kind of see him working towards that right knee. So something happened to the right knee of Evan Herbstreit, when he's still feeling it too. Tough kid, though. Tough kid. So that will get Nokomis into their bench, and that will bring Elijah Almond onto the floor, 6 foot sophomore. And he's going to come off the bench right to the foul line as Herbstreit was fouled by Sylvester on that dribble drive. Free throw good for Almond. So this doesn't happen all that often where you come right off the bench and goes to the foul line, replacing an injured player. And Almond knocks down both tosses. Sensational. 7-0 Nokomis. Evan now has a bag of ice on that right knee. Right on the top of the knee is where he's got that ice bag positioned. Here is Sam Best on the left wing with Sternickel. He's just a freshman. And then he did not look that ball into his hands. Bounced off his chest, out of bounds. You could see his head go towards the rim before he caught that ball. So he will take a seat. Futrell back into the ball game. 3:23 for the opening quarter. Nokomis 7, Staunton nothing. Staunton has 7 turnovers. As I think about it, I don't know if they've gotten more than a couple of shots at the rim. Here's Jake Johnson on the baseline. He dribbles out of trouble, leaves it for Seth Johnson. Here's Clavin, top of the key. Benny pivots around, lost the dribble, leaves it back now for Seth Johnson, left wing. Bounce pass across the floor to Almond. Elijah Almond leaves it off for Seth Johnson. Back to Almond. Nokomis in the road, black uniforms. Handling out with Johnson, volleyball spike line. Here's Almond. Working against that 3-2 zone, turns the corner, and now we have, I think, a moving screen or 3 seconds. It's going to be a moving screen. They'll get Jake Johnson. That's his second. Both Nokomis fouls going on Jake Johnson. 2:48 for quarter number one. Here's the ball press up front. You've got Benny Clavin on the point now with Herbstreit out. Best in the backcourt. He's still at his own free throw line. Staunton's got to get across the timeline, and they do with the pass to Goss. And then Goss's pass is tipped out of bounds. He was looking for Braden Buffington, and Jake Johnson able to shoot that passing lane. Jake's going to have to sit with those two fouls. Cooper Bertolino, 6 foot junior, will check in for the Skins. All the Nokomis kids got the same black mask on, it looks like. Here are the Bulldogs with possession. Sylvester has it on the left wing. He feeds the post down to Goss. Frank draws a crowd, spins around, no. Futrell with the offensive rebound, put back, no, but he was fouled. Third team foul on Nokomis, and we'll have our first foul shots of the day for Staunton. Looking for their first points of the afternoon. 2:18 for the opening quarter. They'll get Bertolino on the personal. Jacob Futrell, 6'6 senior, toss is short. To the table is Cole Sternickel for Staunton. The freshman will check in, replacing Caden Sylvester. Futrell trying to get Staunton on the board. Toss is too strong off the heel, and they're going to get Frank Goss coming over the back on the rebound. That'll be Frank's first, team's second. Think about this Staunton team this year compared to a year ago. Frank Goss, the only player who played serious varsity minutes, who is returning. Futrell got some time last year, but Goss, he got a lot of minutes, was a starter for this Staunton squad a year ago. Down it goes to Nodal underneath, rattled out, good contest by Goss late. Here come the Dogs out with Gillen. Check that, Buffington, and Buffington attacks and draws the foul. Fourth team foul on Nokomis. It'll send Braden Buffington, the 6'1 freshman, to the foul line. You look at this Staunton roster, the seniors, Futrell and Goss, and then you got juniors, Best and Sylvester, the rest of the roster, underclassmen for Staunton. That free throw off the heel, too strong for Buffington. Dogs now 0-3 at the foul line. Sylvester will check in. Best will get a breather. You're going to see coaches more liberal, I would think, with their substitutions this year, maybe than in normal years, just because of the masking issue. There's Buffington, gets that free throw to rattle around and go down, and Staunton on the board with a minute 50 to play in the opening quarter. 7-1, Nokomis with the lead. Evan Herbstreit is still in pain over there on the Nokomis bench, trying to flex out that knee. Here's Almond underneath, spins away, goes up over Futrell, rattled out, and the rebound down to Jacob. He will leave it off for Sternickel. Cole Sternickel finds Buffington, hard of the lane, floats it up off the window, too strong, put back good for Futrell. First field goal for Staunton, and a little 3-0 spurt here for the Dogs, 80 seconds first quarter. And that was the thing last year with this Staunton team. Their defense was the strength of their club, and right now, their defense has kept them in it. In this first quarter, they went, 5 or 6 minutes without a point. But they're down just 4 now. Here's Clavin. Right wing with Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson holding out way beyond the three-point line into the final minute of the opening quarter, and Dan DeWerf wants a timeout. 56.5 seconds for the opening quarter of play. Nokomis leading Staunton 7-3. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Skins have the ball. Clavin triggers a corner pocket three, way too strong, overshot it all, and the rebound down to Staunton. 35 seconds first quarter. A turnover for Staunton, their eighth bad pass, picked off by Almond. Elijah, coast to coast, goes up with the left hand, yes, for Elijah Almond. He has 4 quick points off the bench for Nokomis. 9-3, Skins lead, 20 seconds first quarter. The turnovers have been the story of the first quarter for Staunton. And there is another one. That pass tipped to midcourt, taken away. Lead pass to Almond, left-hand layup, good. Clock running, 6 seconds for the quarter. Staunton's got time. Sternickel off to Sylvester. Midcourt lets it fly, rimmed it out. Offensive rebound for Buffington, no, at the horn. After 8 minutes, it is Nokomis 11, Staunton 3. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Staunton will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Nokomis leading 11-3 in between the quarter there. Evan Herbstreith was up walking around a little bit. Now back on to the bench he goes with that ice pack on his right knee. He doesn't look like he's in as much pain now. Here's a corner three headed home for Sylvester. Too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis. 7:45 for the first half of play. 11-3, Nokomis leading. Here's Clavin on the right wing. Benny Clavin works it in the left corner to Seth Johnson. Back to Clavin now. Benny, right side of the key with Elijah Almond. Back to Clavin. In the left corner with Seth Johnson. Right back to Clavin. On the right wing, they swing it to Almond. Right back to Clavin, top of the key. Thought about the three, decides against it. Left wing with Johnson. Seth back to Clavin. Benny will take it now. Left it short. Seth Johnson crashes the offensive glass, and he'll work his way to the free throw line. No one put a body on Seth Johnson that time, and he went from the left wing beyond the three-point line, diagonal across the lane, and picked up the loose ball off the right side of the rim. That won't make Ty Locks happy. The foul on Buffington, his first. The free throw for Johnson is good. Seth's first point today. Buffington will sit back on the floor. Cole Sternickel. Second free throw for the Southpaw. Seth Johnson, toss good. 13-3, Nokomis leads. Here comes the ball press. Sam Best in the backcourt. Leaves it off for Sternickel. That pass was tipped and found its way to Sam Best. Best keeps the dribble alive, avoids the trap for now, and gets it top of the key and then threw it into the backcourt off the fingertips of Sternickel, the 10th Staunton turnover. New coach, same defensive pressure here at Nokomis, the staple of that 1-2-2. They just run it so well. 6:55, and it's really impossible to practice for. 6:50 first half. Seth Johnson tees up a three. Yes, for Seth Johnson. 5 quick points for Seth, and it's 16-3 Nokomis. A 9-0 run here for the Skins after the Dogs had pulled to within 4. Sam Best in the backcourt leaves it off for Sylvester. Back to Best now. In the corner it goes to Frank Goss. Frank wants the three, but he shuffled his feet. The pass was a little bit low, so Goss had to go down to get it, and then just a little foot shuffle as he was elevating for the shot. That is turnover number 11 on Staunton. 6.5 minutes for the first half. Fighting Illini basketball today over on 105.3 The Ox. Illinois hosting Wisconsin today. And we'll have the Brett Underwood show for you Monday night at 7. Girls high school basketball here on FM 106 Monday night with Hillsboro at Rochester. That'll be live at 7:30. Johnson kicks to Clavin, open for three. No, too strong. Rebound down to the Dogs and Sam Best. Here comes Best into the front court. He's going to be trapped right at the timeline. Gets it off left wing to Caden Sylvester. In the corner on the baseline, Futrell. His shot is way short. Looks like it might have been a pass intended for Goss that just caught the rim. Rebound down to Nokomis and Elijah Aumann. Here's Clavin out between the circles near midcourt. Seth Johnson. Back top of the key to Clavin and Dan DeWerf wants a timeout. 5:40 first half. Nokomis leads Staunton 16-3. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins have the basketball in the front court up by a Baker's dozen. 16-3, 5.5 minutes first half. Here's Clavin out at the volleyball spike line. Holding. Now they'll put it on the deck. One bounce leaves it off for Seth Johnson, still at the volleyball spike line. In the left corner it goes to Aumann. The pass was at his feet. He digs it out back to Johnson. Seth in the corner it goes to Clavin. Right back to Seth Johnson. Return pass to Clavin. Benny traveled. He did. Fourth turnover on Nokomis. He caught that ball and had just a little bit of a hop. You can get away with that in the NBA, maybe even in college, but you're not going to get away with that at the high school level. 5:08 for the first half. Here's the ball press in the backcourt. Staunton has had trouble with it. 11 turnovers for the Dogs. Sylvester, skip pass into the front court. Comes Staunton with Sam Best now. Best works right side. His pass for Goss deflected out by Seth Johnson. Boy, they get their hands on so many basketballs. Does this Nokomis defense. 4:52 first half. And I guess we're going to get the mask timeout right now at the first dead ball under five. 4:52 for the first half. 16-3. Nokomis with the lead. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this boys' high school basketball action on your Saturday afternoon. 16-3. Nokomis with the lead. Staunton has the ball out front with Sam Best. Best works right side, finds a slashing Goss. Frank elevates, nope, but he was hit on the release. Free throws coming for Mr. Goss. On the floor for Nokomis, Seth Johnson, Cooper Bertolino, Kendall Noodle, Elijah Aumann, and Benny Clavin. For Staunton, you've got Jacob Futrell, along with Caden Sylvester, Frank Goss at the foul line. Also, Cole Sternickel and Sam Best round out the five on the floor for the Dogs as Goss rattles home the free throw, his first point of the day. 16-4, Nokomis with the lead. Second free throw for Frank is off the heel too strong, and the rebound tracked down by Sylvester. He outraced three Skins for that loose ball. Here's Best. His pass almost found its way into the backcourt. Sternickel tracked it down, gets it away to Goss. Nice ball fake. The finger roll is good for Frank Goss. Beautiful ball fake. Freed him up in the middle of the lane. 16-6, the lead is 10 for Nokomis. Here's Clavin. Evan Herbstreith was up walking around at that last timeout. Now the ice pack back on that right knee. Here's Seth Johnson down to Noel. Touch pass. Bertolino 4-3. Back rim to too strong. Rebound to the floor. Tipped around. Picked up by Nodal at the foul line. He leaves it off for Clavin in the left corner. Bertolino down to Nodal. Draws a crowd. Seth Johnson wants to attack. Hangs and draws the foul. Free throws for Seth Johnson with 3:55 to play in the first half. That foul will go on Sam Best, his first. And it will send Seth Johnson, the 6'1 senior, to the charity stripe. Where's number 14 on the black Nokomis jersey? Free throw good. Seth, 6 points, all in the quarter. 3 of 3 from the foul line. This to make it a 12-point Nokomis lead? Yes. 18-6, Nokomis with the lead. Clavin on the point of the ball press. Here is Caden Sylvester in the backcourt. Off to Sam Best. Best into the hands of Sternickel. Back to Best. Still not across the timeline. Now Sam crosses midcourt. Finds Goss at the foul line. Nice dump pass to Futrell. Off the window. It's good for Jacob. He has 4. That was good basketball, breaking the pressure that time for Staunton. They took their time, got the ball to the middle of the floor, and then found an advantageous number situation. 18-8, Nokomis leading. Clock running 3:20 first half. Here's Bertolino off to Clavin. Binney in the left corner. Bertolino wants the three ball. Yes, for Cooper Bertolino. Check that. Elijah Allman on the triple there. Elijah has 9 points. Elijah's just a sophomore. We saw him get some minutes late last year as a freshman. 3 minutes first half. Here's Sam Best. Trapped in that coffin corner, able to get it off the leg of Seth Johnson. And it'll be Staunton ball sideline out of bounds. Braden Buffington set to check in for the Dogs. He will replace Cole Sternickel. I tell you, it is different looking at that Nokomis bench and not seeing Steve Kimbrough over there. You still got Ryan Pisco over there, so it's not 100% different. But Dan DeWerf, of course, he knows all what the Nokomis program is all about. And like he told us this morning, he's not changing much. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it, as the saying goes. And the 1-2-2 is a staple at NOCO. Here's a three lined up and knocked down by Caden Sylvester. And boy, did Staunton need that. That's the first perimeter shot they've knocked down today. A 10-point Nokomis lead, 2.5 minutes first half. 21-11 in the corner it goes with Cooper Bertolino. Down on the block two, Ryan Eisenbarth, who's checked in, the 6'2 sophomore, loses the handle, loses his footing, and the ball picked up off the deck by Staunton. And the Dogs get it to single digits here. They got down 7-0, pulled within four, and then the Skins win on a run. 10-point lead right now. Here's Sylvester. Kicks it to Best, and he traveled. Yep. Shuffled his feet on the head fake. 12th Staunton turnover. Boy, those little shuffling of the feet, sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it until you hear the whistle. 2:02 first half. In it goes to Benny Clavin. Inside of 2 minutes now for the half. Clavin picked up the bounce, needs a little bit of assistance here. Someone's got to come get the basketball. Bertolino will do so. Right back to Clavin it goes. See a few of the masks sagging down a little bit, but that is to be expected. Down it goes to Eisenbarth, spins baseline and draws the foul. I cannot imagine playing basketball with the mask on. I really can't. The kids have adjusted fine. It doesn't seem to bother them at all. I'm not going to say it doesn't affect them at all, because quite frankly, how could it not affect them in some way? But you just don't see a lot of them fidgeting and struggling, it wouldn't appear, with the masks. Eisenbarth's free throw is good. One of the officials just had to tell one of the Staunton players to put his mask up. Eisenbarth's free throw is good. And that's what you don't want to see, is for the officials to have to become mask police. But it is the rule, so they have to enforce it to a degree, don't they? Here's Sylvester. Goss got behind the defense to follow. No good. Great contest by Cooper Bertolino there. Goss thought he had a bunny. Bertolino had other plans. 80 seconds first half. Clock running. 70 seconds for the half. Here's Allman. Off to Clavin. Benny Clavin right back to Allman. Clavin out near midcourt. Just a little two-man game right now with Allman as they work the clock. In the corner it goes to Bertolino inside of a minute for the half. Found a slashing Clavin pass, threw him behind him, turned over. Snicks, Nokomis turnover. Dan DeWerf didn't like that one bit. 50 seconds for the half. Best double-teamed, and he traveled. 13 Staunton turnovers. He was trying to step through that double-team, but his pivot foot just did not hold the ground. 45 seconds for the half. See if Nokomis can hold for the final shot here. Up 23-11. They led 11-3 after the first quarter. Here's Allman. Leaves it off for Clavin, right back to Elijah. Allman now out between the circles beyond the volleyball spike line. Back to Clavin, left wing with Nodal. Into the hands of Allman. Right back to Clavin. Benny Clavin into the hands of Allman. Right back to Clavin. 23 seconds for the half. Well, the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here as Clavin tucks it under his right arm, looks to Dan DeWerf on the Nokomis bench, for the instruction. 13 seconds for the half. Staunton in that 3-2 zone piece. Now Clavin puts it on the deck with 8. Picked up the dribble with 7. In the corner goes Allman for 3. Way short. Rebound down to Buffington. He's got 2. Can he get it off? He does. Lets it fly midcourt off the backboard, off the side rim, and no good. Two quarters in the books here on your Saturday afternoon at Staunton High School. Nokomis 23, Staunton 11. We'll come back with the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show in 30 seconds. Nokomis back on the floor here, leading 23-11 at the half. Staunton is yet to emerge from the lobby area, and here they come right now through the double doors back into the gymnasium come the Bulldogs. More high school basketball for you coming up next week. Monday night girls action, Hillsborough at Rochester. That'll be fun, live at 7:30 on FM 106. Thursday night, the Lady Toppers travel to Auburn. We'll have that game live at 7:30 on FM 106. And then a doubleheader on Friday night, a boys double dip Friday. Lincolnwood at Nokomis, live at 7:15. And then Staunton will be at Hillsborough. That broadcast about 9 o'clock on Friday night. And then a week from today, boys action will have North Mac at Southwestern. That'll be live at 4:30 on FM 106. Of course, we'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com, and this is very much tentative. The whole thing is subject to change this year for a whole host of reasons, but as of now, that is our broadcast schedule for next week, and I don't think I'm going to really fill the broadcast schedule out more than a week in advance just because there's so many different factors that can play in this year. So you can find what we have through next week at WSMIRadio.com right now. Of course, you get the live stream there as well, courtesy of our friends at Network One Sports. We are set to go for the second half. As Nokomis gets the ball first, Seth Johnson, Elijah Allman, Kendall Nodal, Jake Johnson, and Benny Clavin on the floor as Jake Johnson right to the deck. He's surrounded by 3 white shorts, a jump ball, and Staunton will get it on the arrow. Evan Herbstreit still walking gingerly as he came out of the locker room, and that ice bag still on his right knee. So I think it's safe to say we will not see Evan Herbstreit again today, and we hope that we get to see him again at some point this year. 7:40, third quarter. Clavin on the point of the ball press in the backcourt with Sternickel. We'll see if Staunton can handle the pressure better in the second half than they did the first. That long pass is tipped out. It'll stay with Staunton. And 40-foot passes against the Nokomis ball press usually don't end well for you. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Dawgs. They'll station a player at each corner of the lane as Best will throw, and he'll lob up top to Futrell. He catches in traffic, now loses the basketball, tied up with Johnson, and Jake rips it out of there, gives it away to Seth Johnson. Here comes Seth, attacks, and he's fouled. First foul of the half, whistled on Staunton here, and Seth Johnson will be back at the free throw line. Ed Wooten, Marvin Childs, Clayton Hughes, the three officials today. Free throw for Johnson is good. Seth Johnson now with 8 points. He is 5 of 5 at the charity stripe. He's left-handed, though, so this is no surprise. Toss, good. 25-11, Nokomis leading. Staunton has the ball. Dawgs have turned it over 14 times, 13 of those coming in the first half. This full-court pressure has giving them fits, but hey, you stand out less in the crowd. It's giving people fits for what? Going on 50 years now. Here's a 3 for Sylvester. No. Long rebound. Finds its way to Goss. He never had to move. Bounced twice to him at the 3-point line on the left wing. You don't see that very often. 7 minutes, third quarter. Best finds Goss. Frank falling away. Didn't get it high enough off the window. And the rebound down to Nokomis. Frank didn't go straight up that time. He was fading towards the baseline. Here's Allman, off to Seth Johnson, right back to Allman. Allman, skip pass to Clavin, right back to Seth. Johnson tees up a 3-ball, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Clavin, and he will pull it out. Dangerous pass stolen by Staunton. That was a lazy pass picked off by Sylvester. Caden Sylvester, dribble handoff to Sam Best. He brings it top of the key, leaves it now for Sternickel. Into the hands of Sylvester, back to Sternickel. They're going to run a lob play back door. The pass did not get high enough, deflected out by Nodal. Boy, that was a play last year when they had Ethan Booth That ended in a lot of buckets. That youngster could get off the floor. 6-19, third quarter. I remember Ty Locks, I remember asking him one time, can he dunk? He said, well, he tells me he can dunk, but until he does it in a game, I don't believe it. He eventually got it. Here's Sylvester, left side of the key. One dribble, pulls up, foul line, too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis and Elijah Allman. Into the hands of Benny Clavin. He will slow it up and come across the timeline. Clavin on the left side of the floor now leaves it for Allman. Back to Clavin. Johnson back to Clavin. Benny wants the three ball. Left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped by Allman. Picked up by Seth Johnson. Nokomis maintains. Down to Jake Johnson. That pass a little bit offline and turned over. Now Staunton gives it right back. On the attack, Allman blocked away by Goss, but he was fouled. Free throws for Elijah Allman. 5:44 for the third quarter. 25-11, Nokomis leading. Evan Herbstreit still sitting over on the Skins bench with that ice bag on his right knee. You can just tell he's dejected. Free throw rattles out for Allman. And why wouldn't he be? You don't think you're going to have a season. Then you get the season, and in the fifth quarter of said season, you hurt your knee. Second free throw for Allman is good. Elijah gets one out of two. He's into double figures with 10. Staunton has 11. Allman has 10. Nokomis with 26 as the team, up by 15. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. It's a learning type of season for the Dogs as Sternickel got caught in the backcourt, shuffled his feet, 16th turnover. A lot of youth on this Bulldog squad. Five and a half minutes for the third quarter. Up top with Allman. Leaves it off for Clavin. Benny Clavin. Into the hands of Allman. Off to Seth Johnson. Back to Allman. Elijah puts it on the deck. Jump stop. Floats it up. Yes. Nice move. Elijah Allman. He has a dozen. 28-11 Nokomis. Dan DeWerf looking for his first varsity win at Nokomis. Long lead pass, way too far. Out of the gym it goes. Bounces off with a trophy case out there. Looked like it bounced right off in front of the state runner-up trophy from Staunton back in 2013. Of course, every time I come into the Staunton Gymnasium, I have to stop and just admire the 1993 state championship trophy out there. They got the basketballs. They got the team photo. What a squad that was. First state tournament I ever went to was the Staunton Bulldogs back in 1993. What a team, what a ride that was. Of course, we brought you the super sectional thriller against Red Hill as part of our classic series this winter. Here's a three, yes, for Benny Clavin. Clavin's second triple, he has six. Arguably the greatest high school game ever played in the history of Illinois was that super sectional back in 1993, the double overtime thriller, Staunton and Bridgeport Red Hill. Here is Sam Best. Best lost his dribble. Now he's trapped in trouble. And Ty Locke's going to take a timeout. 4:21, third quarter. Nokomis 31, Staunton 11. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action. And out of the Staunton timeout, we're now going to get the mask timeout. So we'll take another break. We're back to Staunton High School in just a moment. 4:21 for the third quarter, a 20-point Nokomis lead. The mask timeout is over. And I like how that is being done, where even though there was a timeout by Staunton called after that timeout, let's just go ahead and take the mask break now and just give the kids a little bit more time to catch their breath. And that mask timeout, that's an absolute necessity this year. Have to have it. Here's Goss on the right block. Spins. Sylvester for three. Yes. Caden Sylvester knocks down the triple. And boy, did Staunton need that. Their first points of the half. Ends the 8-0 run by Nokomis to start the quarter. Halfway through quarter number three. Here's Clavin out near midcourt. The big Bulldog paw print at midcourt. down to Jake Johnson. He was pushed in the back by Sylvester. That'll be the second on Caden Sylvester, second of the half on Staunton. Baseline out of bounds for the Skins. It'll be Clavin to trigger in. In the corner to Jake Johnson, right back in the corner to Clavin. He'll tee up the three ball. Yes, for Benny Clavin. His third triple of the ball game. 34-14. You can tell Benny, he likes to shoot those corners. Here's Sylvester. Clavin giving chase on the point of that ball press. Off to Sam Best. Best backdoor to Goss, and he draws the foul. Got Nodal there. For Kendall, that'll be his first, team's first, 3:32 third quarter. And that was a shooting foul, I do believe. Should be. Or not. They're going to call it on the floor. 3:32 third quarter. So it'll be Staunton ball baseline out of bounds. Frank Goss will throw it in. Underneath the hoop, right side. Right wing, and it goes to Braden Buffington. Here's Goss. He'll try the right corner three, too strong. And the rebound down to Elijah Ahman for Nokomis. He leaves it off for Clavin. Benny into the hands of Nodal. Down on the block, Jake Johnson draws a crowd and now draws the foul. They'll get Sylvester. He hacked him right across the arm. That's the third personal on Caden Sylvester. But we talk a lot about, you know, the players wearing masks. The officials masked up too, of course, and the older you are, the harder it is to run in a mask, but they are doing a fantastic job. Been a well-officiated ball game here today. 34-14, Nodal in a little bit of trouble, picked up the bounce after one dribble, got trapped, gets it away to Elijah Ahman. Ahman on the left wing with Seth Johnson, back between the circles, Clavin. He wants to reset the offense now inside of 3 minutes for the quarter. Here's Seth Johnson, back to Ahman. They swing it to Clavin on the right wing with Nodal. Return pass to Benny. Clavin dumps it down to Johnson. He draws a crowd, kicks to Nodal, open, 4-3. No, left it short, and the rebound down to Staunton and Best. He lost the handle. Johnson knocks it away, but then Sam Best able to retreat and corral that basketball in the corner. He crosses over on Clavin, comes across the timeline, leaves it for Sylvester. Caden, jump stop, blocked from behind by Jake Johnson, pulled down by Clavin. Here comes Ben. Long lead pass was tipped, and Johnson able to save it, goes crashing into the Nokomis bench. Herbstreit was able to get out of the way over there. And now Nokomis has the basketball. That was a wild sequence right there. And Evan Herbstreit is probably thinking, hey, man, what are you doing? He moved pretty quick right there, though. He's looking a little more comfortable. Over on the bench is Evan Herbstreit right now. Hurt his right knee late in the first quarter. Boy, that was great hustle from Jake Johnson. That right there is why he is so much fun to watch. He just went diving in, wound up in the second row of the bleachers. Here's a three ball short for Clavin. Ball tipped around, picked up by Ahman. He drives baseline, left hand, no. Tip, no, and a foul on Staunton. But that was a nice offhand move by Elijah Ahman there. As he was rising, he was almost in line with the backboard, so his right hand was behind the backboard. He went left hand and just couldn't get it to drop. That was a nice-looking move. 104 seconds, third quarter. The foul for Staunton on Futrell, his second, team's fifth. That sends Jake Johnson to the stripe, the 6'2 junior. Free throw is off the heel and down. Thank you very much. First point for Jake. You know, Jake's one of those players, you know, like Yadier Molina when he was a rookie, Tony La Russa famously said he could hit zero, and he's my catcher. Jake Johnson could score 0 points and be the player of the game. He's just that type of ball player. Second free throw is off the heel. This one goes up over the backboard and out of play. 35-14, Nokomis leading. Every good basketball team needs a Jake Johnson type of player on their roster. Energy and guts. 90 seconds for the third quarter. 35-14, Nokomis. And he won't back down from anybody. 5 second count. Ahman got the count on Sylvester. Caden can't believe it. 18 turnovers on Staunton. Ty Locks is a little perplexed by that call, but I don't think that Sylvester was making a move towards the basket. He was going sideways and not towards the rim. 85 seconds, third quarter. Here's Almond handling at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Seth Johnson. Skips it in the corner to Cooper Bertolino. Johnson. Seth down to Jake in the corner to Nodal. Back to Seth Johnson now. Into the hands of Almond. He will slow it now and reset with 70 seconds for the quarter. Here's Bertolino. Drives baseline. Rises up. No. Rebound ripped away down by Bertolino. Here comes Almond on the attack. Counted and the foul. Elijah Almond. It looked like he took off the wrong foot. Didn't matter. Soft touch. Put it home. And he'll be at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. 16 foul. First personal on Cole Sternickel. Clavin back. Seth Johnson will get a breather. And for Staunton, Sam Best returns to the action. Futrell will take a seat. Ryan Eisenborth onto the floor for Nokomis, a 6'2 sophomore. He'll replace Jake Johnson. 57 seconds for the third quarter. Free throw is no good for Almond. 37-14, Nokomis with the lead. Evan Herbstreit looks a little anxious over on the bench. Now he's starting to tap his feet a little bit. He's sitting in just the normal position, doesn't have his leg outstretched. The ice pack is gone. Those are all very positive developments for Evan Herbstreit. Another turnover for Staunton. They lost control, 19th turnover. Now the Skins can hold for the final shot of the third quarter. 28 seconds for the period. Here's Almond. Just holds out near midcourt. Staunton in that 3-2 zone. They're not going to come get Nokomis here. They'll let the Skins hold and run for the final shot. Clavin just holding the ball now out at midcourt. 12 seconds. Off to Almond with 10 seconds. Picked up the dribble. Now Clavin has it with 7. Still out near midcourt with 5. Here's Almond. Volleyball spike line with 3. Skins not going to get a good shot. If they get a shot at all, has to force it up at the buzzer. Does Clavin, and it was contested. After 3, Nokomis 37. Staunton 14. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Three quarters in the books. Nokomis in control 37-14. Outscored Staunton 14-3 in the third quarter. They've held Staunton to 3 points in the first quarter and the third quarter. Skins get the basketball to start the fourth. Clavin, Almond, the Johnsons, and Nodal on the floor for Nokomis. Sternickel, Sylvester, Best, Goss, and Brady Gilman on the floor for Staunton. Gilman, a 6-foot freshman. So I think three different freshmen have seen the floor here today for Staunton. Away from the basketball, we've got a moving screen on the Skins. That'll go down as their 10th turnover, just their second foul of the half. I think they're going to get Jake Johnson, his third. Skins will fall back out of the full court press. It'll be more the three-quarters court trap now. That's what makes this 1-2-2. It's like six different defenses as many ways as they can play it. Here is Sylvester off to Best right wing. Right back to Sylvester. No, pass tipped, stolen by Johnson. Oh, he saves it as he goes out of bounds. Lead pass to Clavin. No, put back for Almond. Yes, 16 for Elijah Almond. That leads all scorers. That leads Staunton by himself. 39-14. 7:05 ball game. Here is Sylvester. Down to Goss. Frank attacks off the window. It's good for Frank Goss. Goss' second field goal. He has 5 points. 39-16. Out front. Skins have it with Clavin. Into the hands of Almond now. Elijah Almond. Back to Benny Clavin. Way out on the right wing. Just holding. Skins in no hurry here. Here's Seth Johnson. Leaves it top of the key for Almond. Elijah bounced it once, pivots around, back to Clavin it goes. Here's Almond, top of the key. Elijah Almond. Back to Clavin. 6:20 ball game. Here's Nodal. Leaves it for Almond. Open for 3. Yes, rattles it down. Elijah Almond, have yourself a ball game, youngster. 19 points for the sophomore. Good-looking ball player. 6:05 for the fourth. 42-16, Nokomis. Dan DeWerf on his way to win number one at Nokomis. And what, just 800-plus to go to catch the great Steve Kimbrough. That is such a big number. Staggering number of wins that Coach Kimbrough amassed during his time at Nokomis. The consistency, the sheer consistency was just staggering. That entry pass forced in there, turned over. They were looking for Goss. He was well covered. 21st Staunton turnover. Of course, Coach Kimbrough's high school buddy, Neil Alexander, still going at Lincoln. But last year, when the season got shut down, Lincoln, they had a legit state tournament team, but they didn't get to play it out. Big shame. Here's Almond on the left wing with Seth Johnson. Back to Elijah. Puts it on the deck. Floats it up. Yes, Elijah Almond has 21 here this afternoon in Staunton. 44-16, Nokomis. 5-10 ball game. Here's Sylvester in the backcourt. Caden across the floor to Sternickel. Right back to Sylvester. Nice ball fake on the three. One dribble. Pull up. Good for Caden Sylvester. Very nice move right there by Caden. Utilized the ball fake. Took a dribble inside the three-point line and knocked it down. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Fighting Illini basketball over on 105.3 The Ox, taking on Wisconsin today. Then Illinois' next game, I think, is supposed to be Michigan. Middle of next week, we'll see if that happens. Michigan hasn't played in a long time. Three ball from Clavineau. Offensive rebound, Jake Johnson, and he left the put back short. 4.5 minutes ball game. Dangerous pass across the floor, found its way to Sylvester. Seth Johnson about a half step away from the steal. Now Best knocks it down out of the corner. Sam Best hit the triple there. I thought he might have had a foot on the line. No, three ball out of the right corner pocket. 44-21. Halfway through the money quarter. Across the floor to Allman. He is feeling it now. Draws a crowd, kicks to Clavin. He'll trigger the three. Got it. Benny Clavin knocks down the three ball. That's his fourth triple of the ball game. Boy, you can tell Nokomis, after having played last night, they look a little more settled here, especially in the second half offensively. Starting to knock down some perimeter shots. In the corner, Goss wants the three. Rattles it down. Frank Goss has eight. He can stroke it from beyond the three-point line. Gets his first one to go today. 47-24. And it's been the case when you play Nokomis for decades, you get sped up a little bit. You don't, maybe don't even realize it, but you're moving maybe a half step a little quicker than you normally do. You rush your shot a little bit. And next thing you know, you've had a rough night. Goss took his time there and put it home. Here's Almond. Off to Clavin. Clavin right back to Elijah. Almond high above his head in surveys. Back to Johnson, right back to Almond. Inside of 3 minutes to play. Pressured out there and fouled by Sylvester. Got a little body check in there. A couple of substitutions now for the Dogs. Brady Gillen, the 6-foot freshman, returns. And Luke DeWitt, a 5'11 sophomore, will come back in. I think we're going to have our mask timeout. Yes, 2:52 for the ball game, 47-24, Nokomis leading. Mask timeout on the floor. We're back to Staunton following these messages. So the mask timeout is over. 2:52 to play in the ball game, 47-24. That last timeout, Evan Herbstreit walking up and down in front of the Nokomis bench once again and still walking a little gingerly, but it doesn't appear, at least to my untrained eye, that he's maybe is walking as generously as he was in the first half. But that's like just my opinion. The free throw is off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Staunton. 2:45 for the ball game. Here's Goss, middle of the lane, rises up off the window. It's good for Frank Goss. Frank now with 9. Completely different role for Frank Goss on this year's team. He's going to be expected and asked to score a lot more than he was last year. Last year, his buckets were a bonus. This year, they are a necessity. Here's Clavin. Off to Seth Johnson, into the hands of Almond. Off to Nodal. Kendall Nodal leaves it for Almond. Back to Clavin. 2:10 for the ball game. Seth Johnson skip pass to Nodal on the baseline. Kendall leaves it back for Clavin, and Benny traveled. shuffled his feet, didn't get the ball on the floor fast enough. 11th, Nokomis turnover. Stone's taking better care of the basketball here in the second half. 7 second half turnovers after 13 in the first half. Cole Sternickel will check back in for Staunton. Frank Goss will get a breather. Two minutes to play in the ball game. We'll have Hillsborough at Rochester Girls Monday night live at 7:30 here on FM 106. That'll be some fun. Down it goes to Gillen, and he missed it. Rattled around and kicked out. 105 seconds for the ball game into the hands of Denny Clavin. Clavin across the timeline with a pass to Almond. Elijah Almond to Johnson. Seth thought about the three, decides against it. Clavin the same. Into the hands of Almond now. 90 seconds for the ball game. No look pass, Johnson. Skip pass across the floor to Elijah Almond between the circles. Off it goes to Clavin. Back to Almond. 80 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Elijah. Dribble drive. Draws a crowd. Kicks to Johnson. Off to Clavin. Open for three. Left that one short. Rebound down to Jake Johnson. Follow. Left it short. Johnson gets it back. Muscles it up and in. Vintage Jake Johnson right there. His first field goal. They list him at 6'2", but man, he's got the heart of 7'2". 61 seconds to play. Going to get a substitution stoppage here as Nokomis going to empty their bench. Ryan Eisenbarth will check in. Cooper Bertolino is back into the ballgame. Joey Barker will check in, a 5'11 sophomore for Nokomis. And onto the floor, Nolan Himes, 5'11 sophomore for the Skins. Zach Painter on the floor for the first time for Staunton. He's a 5'10 sophomore. He's on the floor with Brady Gillen, Cole Sternickel, Luke DeWitt, and Adam Overby, a 5'11 sophomore. 45 seconds for the ball game. Here's DeWitt up top to Sternickel. Kick, drive, three ball for Overby, too strong, and the rebound down to Eisenbarth for Nokomis. 35 seconds to play in the ball game, and Dan DeWerf, mark the date, February 6, 2021, his first win as Nokomis head coach. And in a normal year, if your first win came on February 6th, you're thinking, oh boy, it's been a rough go of it. Just the second game of the year as it stands here in this strange COVID season. 15 seconds to play. A close loss to Plains last night, a dominating wire-to-wire win here this afternoon against Staunton. 49-26 is the final as Dan DeWerf has his first win as Nokomis head coach. We'll take a break. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis beats Staunton 49-26 here this afternoon, and I'm going to revise the weirdest part now of the COVID season. It's post-game. The game hasn't been over 2 minutes, and the gym is cleared out. There's nobody left. You're so used to seeing, you know, people milling around after, waiting for the kids to come out of the locker room. You see the little kids running up and down the floor, thinking about the times when they're going to be ready for high school basketball, but not this year. That, it's almost eerie how quickly, and it's by design, obviously, and I understand that, but very eerie how quickly the gym emptied out after the ball game. What a ball game for Elijah Almond. He winds up with 21 points to lead all scorers. He came into the ball game in the first quarter after Evan Herbstreit hurt his knee on a foul. So Almond went right to the free throw line, knocked down two tosses, and he did not slow up. He finishes with a game high 21 points. 12 points for Ben Clavin, 9 points for Seth Johnson, 3 points for Jake Johnson, 2 points apiece for Kendall Nodal and Ryan Eisenbarth. Nokomis 12 of 15 from the foul line. They hit 6 triples, turned the ball over 11 times, quarters of 11, 12, 14, and 12 for the winning total of 49. And with that, Dan DeWerf has his first win as Nokomis head coach. For Staunton, they are now 0-1 on the year, quarters of 3, 8, 3, and 12. They were led today by Caden Sylvester with 8. Check that, they were led by Frank Goss with 9. Sylvester had 8, 4 for Jacob Futrell, and 3 for Sam Best. The Dogs did not attempt a free throw in the second half. They went 2 of 6 in the line in the first half. They knocked down 3 triples today, turned the ball over 21 times. 13 of those came in the first half. So congratulations to Dan DeWerf on his first win for Nokomis. We certainly hope Evan Herbstreit is okay. He hurt his right knee in the first quarter, and he did not return. We're going to have more high school basketball, of course, for you next week on the radio. You can find our broadcast schedule for next week at WSMIRadio.com. Coming up Monday night, we will have girls action from Rochester as the Toppers will roll into town to take on the Rockets live Monday night, 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to Troy Redfern and all the wonderful folks here at Staunton High School. And, again, the school administrators and all the personnel, all the things they are doing to make the environment safe for the kids so they can play basketball this winter. It is to be commended as much. You can't do it too much. The folks are just doing a wonderful job, all the different protocols that are in place. But thank you very much to the administrators here at Staunton and across the area and in the entire state for doing what they are doing to allow the kids to play basketball here this year. Your final one more time. Nokomis beats Staunton 49-26. Congratulations to Dan DeWerf, his first win at Nokomis. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this afternoon's action here on WSMI FM 106. My name is Tim Mize, and we say so long from Staunton.